MSU's Home for the Holidays comes to Wharton Center's stage this Saturday at 4 p.m. Kevin Noe and Kieran McMillan are the creators of the production based on last year's successful program. And WKER's Peter Wharf joined Kevin Noe in our studios yesterday to preview Home for the Holidays, a show presented in old-time radio style. Kevin explained where his fondness for the form began.
I suppose it developed straight out of my love of sound. And, you know, I mean, there's something quite magical about driving along in a place where you feel alone and you eavesdrop into something that really hooks you in, some kind of conversation that you feel like you're close to. And it's the great illusion of radio that the people are right there in the room with you, sort of talking, you know, to you. It feels different than TV, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why. They feel farther away.
It's very different. It's it's more spontaneous. It's more personal. All those sort of cliches, but it certainly is different.
And there's time on the radio to get into matters of substance. That doesn't mean that we don't occasionally on the radio waste time, but there is time for matters of substance.
We had John Alcorn as our sort of on-stage Garrison Keillor-type host last year. Who is it this year?
This year it's Ken Beechler.
Tell me about Ken.
How will I describe him? He's a Lansing impresario. He's a guy on the theater scene. He's been involved in almost all aspects of MSU, the School of Music. He worked at the Wharton Center. I mean, he's a member of one of the great boards of trustees, or one of these sort of large organizations that oversees things at the university. He's a donor to the university, a big supporter, MC for various organizations, and apparently used to be here at WKER as well.
Tell me about the writing process of Home for the Holidays for this season and last season with you and Kieran McMillan.
Well, that's just a great joy. I mean, it's one of the things I love most about being in the arts is writing, directing, creating things like that. And my artistic soulmate is Kieran McMillan. So when we sat down to write this show, we thought about the nature of it, and we knew that one of the central things that we wanted to try to capture was the not only a spirit of nostalgia, but a certain element of ritual to it. We wanted something very personal. We wanted something that members of the Lansing community could look forward to each year. And we decided, interestingly enough, even though you have a potential stage of 300 people, you know, to work with, that the whole show would be hung, in fact, on the most intimate moment we could find, which would just be piano and voice. And Kieran would write a new song just for this occasion called Home for the Holidays. And it was written for Reggie and Marjorie Thomas to do. And it was an attempt to capture some of the sort of local feeling of Christmas, you know, with regional references and things that really make MSU and Spartans kind of what they are.
Everything is green and white at Christmas, like pine trees and gently falling snow. The red cedar's frozen over, and the days are getting short. There are Yuletide carols everywhere you go. A coat of frost is covering the window, and colored lights adorn the winter sky. The Christmas season's starting, and everyone's departing. The time has come for us to say goodbye. I'm going home for the holidays, home for a while. Going home, and I'll miss you more with every passing mile. All the falling snow, all the mistletoe, the acquaintances I'll see. every card I write, every Christmas light, every present by the tree will remind me of the happiness that we share the whole year through. I'm going home for the holidays, wishing I were home with you. When I'm home for the holidays, and winter's in the air, by the light of the fireplace, I'll be dreaming you are there. Every reindeer, every candy cane, every carol that I sing, every girl and boy finding endless joy in every little thing will remind me of the happiness that you bring to all I do. I'm going home wishing I were there with you. The bells of Beaumont Tower will be ringing far away, counting every hour we're apart. The spirit of the season and the joy of Christmas Day will get me through till I come back to you. When I'm home for the holidays, home for a while, I will think of the many ways you always make me smile. I'll be waiting for the moment when the holidays are through, knowing then I'll be coming home to you.
And yet, of course, that song had to sound like an old Christmas standard. It had to be like, oh, everybody knows Macmillan's Home for the Holidays.
Right.
In which you hear it once and you think, oh, yeah, I know that tune. I've heard it before. And, of course, you haven't. But hopefully, you know, if it really catches on here, maybe you will. It'll become a key part of the tradition at MSU. But it was the kind of linchpin of the show. And then we sought to try to tell the rest of the story for this performance in a way that would set that moment up and make it feel really personal.
Right. And what are some of the other ways that you think you capture nostalgia musically and in storytelling?
Well, I think as soon as you think about the holidays, you start thinking about family, right? And all families are quirky. They have their own little traditions and oddities. They're all beautiful in their own way, whatever weird little things we all do, you know. So we decided to make a little fictitious family with Granddad, and the idea that storytelling for little kids was a big part of Granddad's deal, and he had to be a real character, so I cast John Reed in that part, and I've never looked back. That was one of the greatest director's decisions I've ever made. He's the ultimate Granddad. You know, there are references to things like Grandma's Strictly Secret cinnamon cookies and, right, and you know, that Dad always overbrewed the coffee. But there are these little things that are somehow important to people. I found that when you talk to people about their reminiscences of childhood and Christmas and so forth, they actually will tell you that some of the things that weren't good were their favorite things. They wouldn't want Dad to not overbrew the coffee, in other words. It was always burned and nobody drank it but him, but that was the smell that they were used to. It was a part of the experience. So obviously it's impossible to capture the universal truth of Christmas for every single person, but hopefully what we've done is make a little canvas so that everybody can see their own kind of weird little worlds and cast them into Christmas and have a trip back to the time of old.
Kevin Ngo and Kieran McMillan are the writers and creators of Home for the Holidays, 4 p.m. at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts on the Michigan State University campus. Kevin, thanks a lot.
It's always a pleasure, and happy holidays.
Same to you. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.